Welcome to my racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 19th of December. This podcast covers the 2 weeks up to the 2nd of January. The big Christmas meetings are looming, and all three Yorkshire tracks which stage jump racing are in action, starting with Weatherby's two-day Welcome to Yorkshire Christmas meeting on Boxing Day Monday and Bank Holiday Tuesday, followed by racing at Catterick on the Wednesday and a new fixture at Doncaster on the Thursday. So four consecutive days racing in the county to look forward to, plus the annual New Year's Day meeting at Catterick on Sunday the 1st of January. Add to the mix the King George VI chase at Kempton Park on Boxing Day and the Welsh National at Chepstow on Bank Holiday Tuesday. It's an important time of year for racing in general. The feature race at Weatherby on Boxing Day Monday is the Betfair Roland Merrick Handicap Chase, a Grade 3 contest for stayers over 3 miles and 1 furlong, offering prize money of £40,000. Possible contenders are Midnight Chase, who finished 5th in last season's Cheltenham Gold Cup, exciting second season chaser Sarando, and Always Right, the winner of last season's Grimthorpe Chase at Doncaster before finishing 3rd in the Scottish Grand National. He won at Kelso earlier this month. Another possible runner is Neptune Equestre, trained at Malton by Brian Ellison, although he could go to Chepstow for the Welsh National. Racing at Weatherby on Boxing Day is set to start at 12:40, where there's a first race time of 12:35 on Bank Holiday Tuesday. The Castleford Handicap Chase over 2 miles is the main race on Tuesday. And race goers at Weatherby will be able to see both the King George VI Chase and the Welsh National on the giant screens on the respective days. Long Run won the King George last year on his way to Cheltenham Gold Cup glory, and he will attempt to do the same again against a rejuvenated four-time winner of the race, Corto Star, and former Queen Mother Champion Chase winner, Masterminded. In Tuesday's Welsh National, recent Hennessy Cup winner, Carruthers, is a leading fancy, along with Synchronised and Giles Cross. We're moving to Wednesday, and racing at Catterick is set to begin at 12:50, while the action at Doncaster's new meeting on Thursday starts at 12:10. It's back to Catterick on New Year's Day, Sunday, the traditional meeting at the North Yorkshire track set to begin at 12:55. Well, last week at the Go Racing in Yorkshire annual awards lunch, Tangerine Trees, trained at Hambleton near Thirst by Brian Smart, won the Yorkshire Horse of the Year award after winning the Palace House Stakes at Newmarket, the Beverly Bullet Sprint and the Group 1 Prix de la Baie at Longchamp. Veteran trainer Mick Easterby was recognised for his achievements to celebrate 50 years in training, receiving a Lifetime in Racing award. So enjoy your racing over the Christmas and New Year period. My next podcast will be online on Tuesday the 3rd of January. So all that remains is to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a happy, prosperous and peaceful New Year.